أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين إذا ذكروا بآيات ربهم لم يخروا عليها صما وعميانا. والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. أولئك يجزون الغرفة بما صبروا ويلقون فيها تحية وسلاما خالدين فيها حسنت مستقرا ومقاما. قل ما يعبأ بكم ربي لولا دعاؤكم فقد كذبتم فسوف يكون لزاما. And those who, when they are reminded about the words of their Rabb, they advised, they admonished about their Rabb and his messages, then they do not fall down at them as if they were deaf and blind. So when the words of Allah Ta'ala, the message of Allah Ta'ala is brought before them, then they are not inattentive, they do not ignore them. Like how people that are disconcerned about deen, disconcerned about the hereafter, disconcerned about Allah Ta'ala, when they are told about Allah Ta'ala, His greatness, His majesty, the life after death, then they just ignore it, they don't take it seriously, they are inattentive. Rather, they are serious about it. When you remind them, they become really worried, concerned. This is the first explanation. The second explanation is this, that they aren't like those who listen to the words of Allah Ta'ala attentively, but they do not apply it in their lives thereafter. They will listen to the word of Allah Ta'ala, the message of Allah Ta'ala, quite attentively, but they will not apply it or bring it into their lives. This is very clear in this day and time, that the words of Allah Ta'ala, we learn them and they are taught in schools, in universities, etc., but only for some type of degree and distinction, not on account of the concern that we have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to give a reckoning and an account of all our deeds. So it is just a mark, it's just a symbol that I've got some type of a distinction, some type of a degree, and after that it's totally forgotten. So this is the second type of people. They are not included in this verse. And the third class of people the Quran Sharif warns against is the listen to the word of Allah Ta'ala properly and correctly, but thereafter they give it an interpretation of their own. Like it is seen today, they will listen to the word of Allah Ta'ala, but every person feels that I'm qualified enough to give it a reinterpretation. I can give an explanation of my own. So this becomes very much apparent in this day, that everybody wants to give it an explanation that is suitable for him. As we find in the modernist orientalist, we read their books and a person is totally wiped away from deen. So he listens to the word of Allah Ta'ala, but not with the intent of applying it correctly, but applying it like how he sees it to be. Whereas we know any simple thing, any simple skill in this world, it cannot be learnt without a proper supervision. So the word of Allah Ta'ala, that He is the King of all words, the greatest of all things, how can they be learnt and how can they be understood without correct supervision? وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا. Then those who say in their du'as, our Rabb, grant us wives and children, that will be the coolness of our eyes, and grant us the grace to lead the righteous. So as they are concerned about their own akhirat and their own deen, they're also very much concerned about their wives and their children, their dependents. So like they will want the good for themselves, then they will want the good for their wives and their children as well. So they will implore and beg Allah Ta'ala's help on behalf of their wives and their children, showing to us and impressing upon us that one cannot be content of his deen alone. Rather, he should also be concerned about his household, his family, his dependents, people that he has some influence over. Are they also conforming or have they drifted away? So together with making an effort for deen, then he is imploring the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them as well. So he cannot be happy if they are not conforming. They are not on deen, they are not regular in their salah, they are not keeping up and respecting the commands of Allah Ta'ala, then how will he find happiness? وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, and give us the grace to lead the righteous. This is a very important dua. Give us the grace to lead the righteous. Because one place of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, Jannat is for those لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ. They don't want a position in deen. This is, Jannat is not for those people who are looking for recognition and for some type of position. But then in this dua, grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Then what does it mean? It means that in life, you just get one opportunity and that's it. You don't get a second opportunity, one life and one opportunity. But then man is anxious for endless and eternal reward. How can he get an eternal reward? The way he will get that is he will lead with an example. So he will leave behind such examples and such teachings and such behavior that will be an example for people. He'll leave behind an exemplary standard of living. People will see that and they will follow. So when he leaves back good teachings, good examples, good behavior, then people emulate, and thereby his reward will become continuous. A man can just make one Fajr namaz, he can't make the second Fajr namaz. But him leaving behind good examples, good teachings, inviting people, he'll find hundreds of people performing the Fajr namaz. He may be dead and gone, but to his credit will be not just one Fajr namaz, hundreds of Fajr namaz he will get the reward for. Because he's left behind good teachings, good behavior, good ways and mannerisms and examples. So this is what is meant, and Allah Ta'ala grant us the grace to lead the righteous, not for recognition, publicity and praise, rather so that his reward can be multiplied. These are the ones who will be rewarded with the highest places, highest balconies and places in Jannat on account of their constancy and their patience, and they will be received therein with greetings and salams. Dwelling therein, how wonderful an abode, and what a wonderful place to be in. The hadith is reported that Allah Ta'ala has these type of higher places in Jannah. The ordinary people of Jannah will see these higher positions, like how we see the stars in the skies. They will see the positions of the people that are in the higher places of Jannah. In the hadith it is reported that these people will have mansions, that the inhabitants of these mansions will be able to see inside out and outside in. So this places, these highest places in Jannat is for which group of people? People who are soft in their ways, in their words and their ways they are soft. Considered soft, even if they have to correct someone, in a soft and a gentle manner. They make salam. Number three is they will feed people. Number four is, apart from the faras, namaz, etc., they perform the tahajjud salah, the midnight salah. So for these people, Allah Ta'ala has promised these highest levels of Jannah on account of their constancy, their patience. And they will be received therein. What a beautiful way, what a beautiful reception they will receive. A reception of greetings and salams, reception of greetings from the malaika, and salams from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What more do you want? Malaika are greeting you, and Allah ta'ala is extending salams, dwelling therein. What a beautiful abode and a beautiful place to be in. Say, had it not been for your worshipping Allah ta'ala and calling and pleading to him, then Allah ta'ala would not have been concerned about you. So these kuffar have rejected, soon this punishment will become inevitable. It will reach them, it must reach them. May the gift of it.